study into the political engagement of young people has discovered that while young people care about things, they're unaware of how the political process works. Dr. Zara Ghazarian, lecturer at Monash University's School of Social Sciences, spoke with Daniel Daly about his research into young people's awareness of the political process.
What this study is looking at is what young people know by the time they leave school. And so we've been interviewing school leavers who are now 18 and 19 years old about how they learnt about politics and government, about civics and citizenship, and how confident they feel about participating in the political and democratic process of the country.
Why is it that you think young people are unaware of the process, even if they are interested?
What we are finding is that young people are very much interested about the issues and the political debates. We've been interviewing, so over a couple of months now, and young people have been passionate about the issues such as same-sex marriage, about climate change, about the NBN. But they're far less sure when it comes to knowing how the system works, so how governments are formed, how prime ministers are elected, the role and powers of each level of government, what the House of Representatives does, what the Senate does. So they're very unsure about those sorts of institutional matters. There is a national curriculum on civics and citizenship, and every year 3 to year 10 student is included in that program, and it's all about increasing civics and citizenship knowledge. But what we're seeing over time, when the government measures what young people know, there is a real deficit in what people know about politics and government. The government's own figures from the National Assessment Program on Civics and Citizenship, the latest ones was in 2013, shows that Year 10 students, about 50% of them, are not at the proficient level. And what we're seeing, of course, after that is by the time they leave high school, they are very uncertain about what and how governments function. So it is concerning, because if we have young people who are out and members of the voting population, and of course in Australia we have compulsory voting, what we have is a situation where people are turning up to vote, not really knowing how the system works, not knowing how to effectively cast a ballot.
Do you think this could have an effect, say, if there's politicians who are just outright lying about things, that voters would be less likely to be aware of whether this person's telling the truth about something because they don't know who is responsible?
The implications of our research isn't about what young people know and not know. The issue is that if we have a population that is not certain about what level of government is responsible for what service or the rules of the game, if you like, then we will have a situation where politicians can effectively dodge the bullet. They will not be held accountable because the population won't know who to hold accountable and how to hold them accountable. For there probably is a need to really somehow inject into those final years elements of Australian democracy, Australian government and Australian politics.
Mina Basali, Chief Youth Representative Officer of UN Youth Australia, agrees with some of the findings in the Monash study, but he says it's the politicians, not the issues, that are disengaging young people.
A lot of what we're finding most of the time is that young people have a really diverse set of things that they care about. They're not stereotypical young people concerns, and at the same time, they indicate their engagement with the political process is lower. What that indicates to us is that young people aren't disengaged with the issues, they're a little bit disengaged with the politicians. I think that giving them an avenue to be adequately represented and have their voices heard with, again, more nuance and more complexity than the basics of, short sound bites about what the young people really care about, mean that they're able to lift their profile with politicians, and as representation of the issues they care about sort of comes about more, it's more and more likely that young people will feel engaged with the political process.
Despite their gaps in the knowledge, some organisations take an active role in involving young people in the political process. Catherine Castles, Governor of the Queensland Youth Parliament, says they encourage a diverse range of people to learn how governments work.
The people that apply for these positions are aged from 15 to 25, so we get a wide different age ranges, so obviously people with different experiences, and they come from completely different backgrounds. So yes, it's a application process essentially, and then we select the members to represent their electorates. We try to urge away from getting people that are just studying law or people that are just studying political sciences at university, and that's how we gauge in our application process, because we want to get a broad range of people. That's what Queensland Youth Parliament is about. We want to make sure we're getting people from diverse backgrounds with different interests and passions, essentially.
Dr. Gazarian says it's crucial for young Australians to understand the political process given our compulsory voting system.
We clearly have a real need to implement the best model that we possibly can, because we are one of those rare countries that has compulsory voting. And we want to have a population that, when they turn up to vote and when they are listening to election campaigns or observing politics on a day-to-day basis, they feel that they know what's going on.
Dr. Zara Gazarian from Monash University, ending that story by Danielle Daly.